If you're someone who looks forward to knowing exactly how certain automakers are faring on a month-to-month basis, then you won't be pleased with General Motors' decision to stop reporting monthly sales numbers. GM is moving to a quarterly system. At this point, only Tesla and a few smaller automakers have skipped the monthly reporting. So how could this affect GM and the broader industry? With me to talk about that is Kristen Jicek, Vice President of Industry, Labor, and Economics at the Center for Automotive Research. Kristen, do you think this is significant or more of a business-as-usual and less impactful move by GM?
It's not that significant. This is something that, if you go back far enough, companies used to present sales on a 10-day cycle. So it's been done before that we've gone to longer distances in between sales reports. And there are some companies that already are reporting on a longer time frame, like Tesla.
Is there a message sent in any way? Does General Motors say that, I mean, in what way could it affect their business or not affect their business by reporting less frequently?
Well, certainly analysts and economists and people who love data like I do don't really like this very much because you want to have the latest data to be looking at who's up, who's down, and you know, looking for some early indications of any success or falling short of the mark. So this is going to push that out a little further. It does keep people focused on a longer-term growth and not as tied up in the fluctuations of there were fewer days this month or there was a bad storm in this part of the country or those sorts of things that will cause aberrations or strangeness in month-to-month data.
In some ways, does it make it easier for a company to spin, in a sense, to frame a quarter as good as opposed to, well, we had one month that wasn't very good. It's easier if the quarter has done pretty well. I mean, it sort of makes up for some of those weird days, potentially bad weather days, whatever.
Yeah, and bad weather affects everybody everywhere. So, if you have a month that's up or down, there's always some caution of, that was just a blip or an aberration, or that was just that month. From the analyst perspective, though, they're looking to get as early of information as they can about potential upside or downside changes in the market for the products from automakers. So, if you pull it back to the quarter, then they may potentially be sitting on an investment while the sales start to deteriorate for a couple of months and not learn about it until 3 months later. So, there's a tension there certainly with what Wall Street wants to know and then how GM wants to run their business. And we've already heard from some automakers that they're thinking of following suit to get, out of the horse race of month to month and looking at a longer term, quarterly perspective on what sales are doing.
Well, you mentioned that Tesla now is one that doesn't do a monthly, and Tesla is, as excited as people are about Tesla, it's still a limited, really niche market in many ways. Does it indicate anything in the bigger picture to you?
They're not GM.
Right, exactly, right.
GM on the scale that General Motors is, and there's a number of things that we look at on a month-to-month basis, and we're like, well, if GM's not there, then there's not really much use in looking at where everybody else is because GM is such a large share of the U.S. market.
Well, you mentioned investors and economists. So in the broader sense, is GM taking a risk in any way by doing this potentially?
They could be. I mean, it really depends on how many other companies decide to follow suit. It depends on whether, they remain an outlier in this or whether other companies follow suit and everybody sort of coalesces around a quarterly reporting schedule as they did when they moved from 10 days to monthly.
From a consumer standpoint, I can't imagine this would affect how consumers look at things, but maybe it does. Do consumers look closely at the monthly numbers or do they just look at the best car they can get for the best price?
I think consumers look at their monthly price, they look at incentives, they look at the car that fits the needs that they have at the moment. So, who's up, who's down, who has the biggest share, I don't think many people care about that.
So big picture, is there any other way in which this could affect the automotive industry? You mentioned maybe some other makers have talked about doing this. Are we talking about some of the big ones, and are we limited to American makers, or could we see Japanese makers do this too?
It's possible. I mean, that we could see other large automakers move to the same time schedule. I mean, GM is a big company and a big share of the U.S. market. If they are successful in moving to a quarterly reporting with little consequence financially, then it may be something that other companies quickly follow suit. We want companies to be thinking about longer-term horizons and thinking about not winning this month and next month and, who's going to come out on top every month. But, you know, thinking about what's best for their business over a longer period of time, and you know, moving to quarterly may refocus that into a healthier perspective on chasing the sales numbers.
Kristen Gichak is Vice President of Industry and Labor and Economics at the Center for Automotive Research. Kristen, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.